Hey guys, it's Daxton.
And Hayden from Blondies Out Loud.
And if you've ever thought about starting a podcast or making money from one,
we use Creator Lab from Odyssey for our show, and it's honestly been so easy.
It's free hosting, and it gives you a really simple way to earn on top of whatever you're already doing.
Which, of course, we love because it just adds another stream without the extra work.
So, if you're a creator or podcast curious,
check it out at creators.odyssey.com.
Welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. Take you guys up until 2 here on the program. Get you another weather update here brought to you by Tornado Roofing and Contracting. Replacing roof, roof repairs, maintenance, and hurricane impact windows and doors. Visit tornadoroofing.com. 88 degrees right now in Miami. Rainy conditions have pushed back a little bit to 4 p.m., which will be good for the ride home today for me.
Well, actually, it needs to rain so I can get the snow off my car.
Is it still happening?
Yeah, it was hashy, man. A lot of hash was flying out.
Do they have like a handle on that, or is it just is it what going do you crazy? Do? I don't know.
You don't do nothing but make sure it doesn't cross into residential areas or anything like that.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to rain up by me in about a half hour. I wonder if my son's game's going to get canceled. What do they play soccer in the rain, though, right? Just no lightning.
Well, they could, but they're kids.
That's true. Kids are soft these days. I'm just kidding, man.
I'm just saying.
Minus one for sass.
I mean, he's not wrong.
Would you want your kid playing in the Thunder?
Not Thunder, but rain is fine.
Rain he could play it. But he's
rain
not
is
wrong.
Fine.
Baseball sucked because baseball, like if it rained a little bit, no good park, at least in Deerfield, had drainage. So like it rained a little. You were cooked. You didn't have a game. It'd be like it would rain for like 10 minutes and it'd be like, all right, game's canceled, boys. I mean, you know, when we, you know, my first park over there, like they had the construction tape. That was our fence. Like they just walled it.
So if somebody hit a home run, you just run through it?
Yeah, you could. Finally, like the year I left it when I went to high school, like they built a brand new park and everything. I was like, oh, now?
Dude, you haven't lived until you've watched 17 kids on defense play T-ball.
You ever see the swagger kid, the kid in T-ball where he does the slow motion as he scores?
Yeah.
I love that kid. He's hilarious.
They do whatever they want.
They really do.
They're you can tell kids that want to play baseball and kids that are out there because their parents want them to do something. Do it, Billy. I don't wanna.
Headlines are brought to you by Doral Kia. You always pay less with your pricito at Doral Kia. Visit us at Doral Kia or DoralKia.com. Marlins, they continue their series tonight. Max Meyer, Minnesota boy, is on the hill against the Twins tonight. That is at 7:40 p.m. Should we bet Max Meyer?
Big Dumper broke the slump. They made him take a shower in full clothes break the slump.
That's great. Baseball players are weird, man. They'll do some strange things to get out of slumps.
I know. Football players do, too.
What's the weirdest thing you've seen?
Cheetah wore a G-string.
So
the cheetah? What?
Derek Jeter wore a
G-string. Oh, Derek Jeter. I thought you said the cheetah. Tyreek Hill. Well, you never know with him.
So usually with football players, it's you stick to a schedule. And, mm-hmm. and part of the reason why is so you can feel comfortable. And that way you don't stress before the game starts. So I would, again, I would leave the hotel, go home, take a go to the gym, then take a shower, then go to the stadium, and then get taped and whatever. If I couldn't find a gym because we were on the road, it drove me like crazy.
Really?
Because you can't do the same stuff at home. Like, you can't do the same stuff on the road. That's disgusting. You see that?
Like, yeah, the horny giants.
Dude,
they're pumping each other.
Yes.
Yo.
Like, what is that?
The outfield, like they celebrated after they beat the Dodgers. They were humping each other. I think they were told to stop that.
You think?
That was a little weird.
You saw that too, Jennifer?
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm disgusted.
So I would always
ain't no permit.
I would always feel like I would always be a little nervous when we go on the road, hoping I wouldn't be able to start my day off the way I wanted to.
Who do you, who does, like, does Brown security have to find that for you, or Viking security?
No,
like,
because a lot of times, sometimes it wasn't necessarily the Browns.
Mm-hmm.
It was when I got to Minnesota.
Okay.
Because Minnesota gyms are open 24 hours.
Okay.
All of them. So I could get up and go to ride the bike for like 25 minutes, then go home, shower, put my clothes on, then mm-hmm. go to the game. When we get on the road, you might not have the same type of bike. You might have the same equipment. Like, it just, so I would always get, you know, just feel antsy. So there's that. I know guys who had to have, I knew guys who would drink half a cup of coffee and then get another half a cup.
Yeah, we talked to Miguel Rojas, remember, a few years back, and he said he had to bring his espresso maker with him on the road.
Yep.
Had to. He had to have that coffee before. Yep. Otherwise.
I know guys that certain coach had to throw them a pass before, like, every game, right? Until he got drunk and he missed the game.
That's not good.
Yeah.
Well, anyway, big dumper. Good to see him bust out of his slump. Yep.
Had to take a fully clothed, he had to take a shower in his uniform.
Gotta shake it up. But Max Meyer on the hill tonight for the Fish.
No. What? No, he's doing it again, Vlad. Well, we had a deal.
He wants to gamble.
No wagers on Marlins pitchers. And he goes, maybe I should have a... No.
What's the strikeout?
Let me look.
No.
Four and a half?
Let's see. Max Meyer.
Five and a half?
What do I got for tonight? Come on, let's go Hard Rock half.
You know you're going to wager Leroy.
No.
Let's see.
No, I don't know
pitching. Player props. Pitching.
You're going to wager.
Five and a half strikeouts, too. That's not too bad. Five and a half strikeouts.
Told you.
Got some plus money on it. Throw it into a parlay, you know?
With Liam Hicks.
Hometown kid. Yeah, maybe Liam Hicks is due.
Hometown kid. What does that have to do with anything?
I don't know. Gooseys.
Right?
No?
Tobin and Leroy in New Orleans wasn't wagering on me.
You don't know that they weren't wagering on you.
No, I know.
I thought you didn't play in the Superdome.
Once.
Okay. Well,
I'm talking about, like, you know, hometown boy. He's coming to town. One time.
I'm sure somebody bet on you.
We played
for
the Browns.
Did you score?
No, I did not.
Mm.
I would say.
Were you nervous?
No, a little bit. I would say that's one of the only stadiums I didn't score in. I didn't score there. I didn't score down here. This is the only stadium I didn't play in.
Right.
I almost scored everywhere else.
But did you have a lot of friends there to watch you for the Superdome?
I told you, when I got... When I got my check on Monday,
oh yeah, you did.
It said zero, and it said to be continued on next check.
That's crazy.
Because you bought so many tickets?
Yeah.
Yeesh.
Damn, they took it out of your paycheck. Huh?
That's what they do. Jeez. Same thing with fines.
Did you get anybody to give their allotment to you?
Yeah, everybody.
Jeez, that many people, huh?
I think I got 80 tickets.
Jeez.
And I was only able to get like 25 from teammates. So, yeah.
Well, Marlins, they lost yesterday 3-0 to the Twins. They'll try and bounce back today. 7:40, 7 o'clock, Marlins on deck. We'll get you going. The NFL will release their schedule tomorrow, 8 p.m.
Who
Dolphins.
Cares?
I care. Right. That's a win. That's a loss. On Friday. Primetime games, revenge games, little show me something games.
How are we doing that without having any idea what your team's going to look like?
Watch me. By the way, happy birthday to Super Doll fan Darius Rucker, 60 years old today.
Oh, his birthday is only 2 days away from mine?
Yeah. Yeah.
He's not that much older than me either.
Crazy, man. Yeah, May 13th, 1966.
Yep. I'm more excited about Sophie's birthday.
She's excited about her birthday. She's like hounding me
all
to give her the presents.
All she wants to go do for her birthday is go to
Cheesecake Factory. That's what she likes.
Is that
oh,
like
good.
Is that like Prime 112 by you?
Pretty much.
That is
got,
the Prime 112.
You got Boonies, you got Golden Corral, and then you got the real creme de la creme Cheesecake Factory.
Boonies?
Yeah, Boonies. It's a bar up there.
Oh, but you can't take your kids in there to eat.
I'm not going to.
No, I'm saying. So you have Cheesecake Factory, you have what's the other one?
What?
Boonies.
Chili's.
Chili's.
And if you really want to step up, Cheesecake Factory.
Wow. That's like
Or Outback. Did you read
that? No. It goes Boonies, Chili's,
Outback,
then Cheesecake Factory.
Yep.
Although, I don't understand. Can somebody explain to me? For the life of me, I cannot explain how they have a 27-page menu, but only two things people eat.
You get the...
Bang Bang Chicken Shrimp.
Yep. I think this microphone just shocked me.
Really?
Yeah, I think it did.
You was electrocuted?
I think I did.
It wasn't enough of your lies?
It wasn't because he put his lips on it, because he ain't got no lips.
Oh, man, jeez.
He brought you?
Fair play to him.
Oh, my God.
We spent an hour doing toe jokes.
Wait a minute. Like, I love the way everybody's all sympathetic when I get on him. Like, yesterday, did you see how you guys went after me? Nobody said that today.
Too much
on Leroy.
No, Leroy, you said it. It came from your heart, a deep place in your heart. Yeah,
enjoyed it a little too much.
It was that was intense.
Leroy, it may have been intense.
It was intense.
Yeah, all right. Versus a toe joke, you can't be intense with a toe joke.
I don't think so.
All right.
Yeah, but yes, we are going to go to the Cheesecake Factory.
Are you going to get Bang Bang Chicken and Shrimp?
Hmm?
That's all I know. That's all I've ever eaten there.
What's the chicken I like?
The avocado egg roll.
Chicken Romano? I think Chicken Romano is a good thing that they got.
Chicken Romano.
Yeah. It's kind of like a foo-foo chicken parm.
Oh, with fancy cheese, but no sauce on it, top.
Right.
Just the cheese.
Yeah. And then it's got like the vodka sauce.
Oh, yeah. I think vodka sauce gave me the runs one time. There's a place they use it on pizza. No.
Please clip that.
Leroy.
This is no lie. So we got a pizza. My daughter said, I said, where y'all want pizza from? We want pizza from this place. They go, oh, they got that good vodka sauce. So I ate the pizza. And I was just
and you got drunk watching, off the vodka sauce.
I was sitting watching TV and all of a sudden.
Whoa.
I'm like, that's not good.
I'm like, oh. I was at home. So like 30 minutes later, I came out of the bathroom. I was sweating.
Woo.
I'm like, I think this vodka sauce didn't work well in my stomach.
Mm.
I haven't eaten pizza from there anymore.
Fire the bum guns.
So when people say it had vodka sauce, I'm always a little skittish because my stomach is like, hey.
Thank God you said skittish.
And look up, my stomach says, hey, remember that vodka sauce we had the other last time? They're like, yeah.
And you're like,
yeah.
Man, you were wrapped off a ship on that one.
Hey, that vodka sauce so had me in the bathroom taking a knee.
Oh, man.
It's not a victory formation.
No.
For the eight count.
Dude, I'm like, my stomach was so messed up, I had to like lay on the cold floor like the dog.
Joe Cortez is stepping in front of Leroy. One, two.
No, he's waving them off. No more.
I was
hurting. But the crazy thing is, I've only thrown up one time in my life. So I don't.
Well, okay, so you've thrown up orally, but it hasn't mean that you haven't thrown up, you know.
What do you mean?
Like,
no, yeah.
You had the runs. That's a throw up.
It made it through the system. It ain't go back the other way.
Oh, man. All right, we'll take a break. More to come. We're back after this.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
Okay, welcome back, everybody. It is Tobin and Leroy here with you on FM 104.3 WQAM. take you guys up until 2 here on the program. According to Andrew Baggerly, I assume that he covers the Giants. He said a message has been relayed to the Giants asking them not to do the thrust celebration anymore.
That's a whole lot of different weirds.
I mean, listen, it's very hard to beat the Dodgers.
I mean, listen, if we ended up with the best show in the world, I don't think my celebration would be hip thrust.
No, I don't think so either.
But it's like, no.
When? Where did they come up with this? Like, who came up with this idea?
You know what we ought to do?
A pelvic thrust. Dad, Leroy was hungry, man. You could tell. Like, he just ate a meal.
Leroy, what are you eating?
And now he went straight to the M&M's.
Peanut M&M's.
Come on.
He's got a workout after this. He's been the post show workout with Teaspoon. You know, he's got to be fueled up for the gymski. That's what he's got. Let's see, ESPN.
You gonna do toe curls?
See, you wonder why. You wonder why.
Take it on the chin.
I'm taking it.
How does that work?
She's doing a dramatization.
Why are you doing visuals?
Yeah. She's doing a dramatization. I love it.
Well, he can't do it right now because he's got the cut.
Oh, that's right.
Big Spoon was in there with the mine hat.
How does it all start? Wait.
I don't see it.
And then you know they were standing there when she was doing it. Cancel all my evening appointments.
Oh, man.
You need some time with this one.
I would never go get a pedicure.
Really?
Y'all ain't going to embarrass me in the mall.
That's what they're there for. They're there to clean you up.
I was wondering if I could get the little fish to eat it away.
Ooh. What if the fish swam away once they came by your foot and they were like, mm-mm.
You just being hurtful right now.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
You just being hurtful.
He's coming after you right now.
The fish said
wild way. Being rejected by a fish is a whole nother low.
Yeah.
That's what they eat, though.
It feels like animal abuse. They actually do that to those fish? They do that? Anywhere in Miami's actually doing that?
No, little bitty baby like fish. They put. When you get a pedicure sometime, don't you put your feet in it and they eat all the stuff away from your...
Never in my life.
Really?
And I think that happens in specific places. That's not a thing that happens in every nail salon.
Okay.
No, I'm not saying it happens in every nail salon. I'm just saying that's...
There's a place called... I looked up fish pedicures in South Florida.
Oh, boy.
There's a place called WT Fish. It's the WT Fish Lounge. They have one in Delray Beach. And one
is
in,
right near the what's his name's place? Who's? Owner of the Patriots.
No, that's in Jupiter. Key West also has one.
Yeah, the ocean.
There's also a place called Gara Fish Spas in Fort Lauderdale. That's near the Sawgrass. It's right next to your house. Check that out. Gara, GARRA Fish Spas. We could fix your toes, dude. Some goldfish.
Can we go with you?
No.
It's a bit. Can we record
it? For the bit, baby.
No.
We'll all do it together.
Dade's house. No. Pedicures are the best. You get a nice calf massage, too. Yeah. Get your calves rubbed.
Dade South.
Yeah.
Let me tell you something. Dade South, you got a whole lot of other important things you need to take care of before you worry about your feet.
Don't do that.
Leroy, minus one.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. It's all fair game. Nobody.
What are you doing?
He's the main culprit.
You're out of line.
I'm out of line? Now I'm out of line?
Yep.
We've been on show for 3.5 hours. All I've been getting is toe jokes. And now I'm out of line?
Man, it's not nice. It.
Everybody shake their head in disgust. Like, oh, I can't believe he said
I wonder how much
that.
A fish
really?
Pedicure is.
After what some of the stuff y'all said, you even did toe curls.
I was helping Vlad make a demonstration.
Taking a little looky loo.
Now, do they spot his toe curls?
See? Yeah, got those things eaten.
Wait, how much is it? Did you find out?
I'll find out how much it is. I don't know how much, but we're looking at a video of it right now at WT Fish in Delray.
Dude, they swarming like piranhas.
Yeah, they like it. You got little remoras on your feet.
Maybe they could eat that extra bone on Tyler's foot.
They're like, this tastes like 1,000 yards.
I think that WT Fish is also the one that's in Key West.
In Key West, yeah. But there's one by his house called Gara Fish. That's near the Sawgrass. I don't know.
That's the name of the fish?
I don't know. That's what the lounge is called. I don't know if that's the owner's name or what.
Hey, Glenn, get us a fish pedicure live read.
Wouldn't that be funny? This is literally what we're asking.
Not going to do that. Like the Rue Balls. You tried that already. No more funny sales pitches.
Did you try something once?
Oh. Yeah, one time back at 7-9 of the ticket days, I pitched Rue Balls to the to the sales staff. It didn't go over well.
Why not?
I'm sure.
I guess they just didn't feel I didn't feel like there was going to be a demand in South Florida for
kangaroo sacks.
Yeah, kangaroo sack purses.
You can clip that too.
This guy just keeps spamming that George Pickens is a dolphin. Did that actually happen?
No.
Wow, that's very.
We would be seeing Schefter's face right now on the McAfee show with that announcement.
They wouldn't do that. I don't think the Dolphins.
Does he make like $25 million this year?
He's franchised.
He's franchised.
And so that would be a first round pick you would have to give up, right?
Yeah. And.
Got hands, though.
To make it worse. And you would have to redo his contract.
Yeah, you would have to give him big time money.
Right.
Yeah, I can't see them doing that.
Of course not.
Nah, you're going to get Chris Bell and like it, dude. Or Caleb Douglas.
You're going to get Chris Bell in November.
Yeah. Until then, Caleb Douglas and the other guy, Coleman. You're getting all rookies with a side of tutu.
Side of tutu? Or won't you be wearing a tutu?
I can't. When's the first time you're going to come in here and go, tutu tartar?
What? What are you talking about,
man? You're going to say something.
I don't see anything about that, so you need to calm down, Lane Lee. Relax, dude. George Pickens is not a Miami Dolphin. Ted Ginn is a Miami Dolphin.
I tell you this, they traded for Mr. Pickens when Devon Achane would be very upset.
I can't believe that my wide receiver coach at Michigan ended up being the head coach for the Dolphins. What happened?
Schmeathen Schmolnick says, put Leroy at receiver, Toto Atwell.
Toto Atwell.
Point for Twitcher.
Jennifer.
Yo, what they sound Leroy so is too crooked.
Point for Twitcher.
KQ to 305 says, just have some fun, baby. Bring back Jarvis for the cheapskies.
He's 40.
He's tired, man. Leave Jarvis Landry alone.
He's doing a pod.
We got enough guys running 2-yard routes.
Yeah, I don't think we need Jarvis. I think Jarvis Landry needs to take a nap. Him and Odell.
Jarvis could have played for 15 years. You know why he didn't? Because he tried to be something he wasn't. If he would have just stayed in his lane, he would have been one of the all-time best at it. But he kept telling people, oh, I can do this, I could do that, I could do this. And it's like, in actuality, you got outside of your thing.
Yeah, I like Jarvis Landry. Even though he was the king of the, I don't think any other receiver had as many unnecessary roughness penalties as he did during his time. He would just bring all the aggression from receiver.
Wait, do you see how people just comment on the show? So y'all gonna let Leroy get away with that tutu tartar?
I mean, he's getting towed. I mean, we'll let him get away with that.
Wait, you guys. Weather report brought to you by pedicures.
Tornado. Tornado mover.
Say it again, Jennifer. What do you got?
The fish pedicures are technically banned in Florida.
Why?
Why?
There's only like 3 establishments that are open, which are the ones that you mentioned.
Mm-hmm.
But apparently they're banned because traditional salons are unable, they can't disinfect the fish between clients.
Ew.
Oh, yeah. Wait, aren't the fish supposed to die after eating all those? Like, you should, the
I
fish.
Don't think so. I think that should make it bigger.
I don't know.
I mean, I don't want to, you can't use the same fish for this, for another.
Can we book
Why not?
Can we book the fish? The fish lady.
You get in the ocean and fish poop in there.
Wait a minute, Toby. Do you hear your co-host?
He's crazy.
He wants. Dude, you want to use the same fish for another foot?
I mean, how many fish do you expect him to have, though, Vlad?
That's what I'm saying.
Will you just throw them away?
I mean, you should die after eating all that nastiness from one.
I think
foot.
It makes them live, though. But I think that makes
them.
Yeah,
they eat it.
They flourish.
It's like the remora fish.
Is that their opium? Popular.
It's yeah,
like, is that the opium?
It's like remora fish.
Jennifer, can we get the fish lady on the show?
Can we also see how much it costs?
Yo, so I was trying to book an appointment to see how much it would cost at the WT Fish.
Mm-hmm.
I kept pressing, and it says error, unable to like get price. To the next page.
It's jammed up.
WT Fish is not far from me. I don't want my fish eaten, my feet eaten by fish, though.
I say if it's fish. Not far from you, you should go. I mean,
you're eating like the crunchy part.
Your foot could feed a continent.
It's like eating the outside of an ice cream cone.
What?
Yeah, the chocolate part. If you just eat right, that's what the fish do. You just eat the
shell?
Yeah.
What?
Shellfish?
Oh, man. We'll take a break. Final segment coming on up. Thank God. Back after this.
I'm Anna Garcia, host of True Crime News, the podcast. Every week, we bring you in-depth coverage on cases making headlines, as well as those that go under the radar. Tune in for Murders That Defy Explanation, Mystery Seeking Exploration, and Shocking Secrets That Will Leave You Breathless. Each week, we honor the victims by going beyond the salacious in our search for justice. Crime never stops. And neither do we. Listen to True Crime News, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Ah, BCP954 says, the one in the Sawgrass says $45 to $95 for a fish pedicure. There you go. All right.
Okay.
I don't feel like you're going to like the fish pedicure, man.
Listen. I barely like touching my own feet.
Yeah, it's true. But also, you don't like things in the water or sea life. Do you just feel like this is one of those because you know they can't kill you?
Would you have to pay extra for your feet, like kind of your toes running away? You might have to pay a little extra.
Your toes running away, you just said?
Mm-hmm. His toes are kind of...
He's trying to be funny, Jennifer.
I'm not trying. I am, but I'm just saying. Would you have to pay a little extra?
Where my feet going to run? I'm in the bucket.
Mm-hmm. Pantagonian toad fish.
Yuck it up.
Point for Toby.
All right, so we got Marlins tonight. Max Meyer on the hill. Leroy won't let me gamble on it. PGA Championship starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
So who we like?
Yeah, who do you think's really going to win? We threw a chili pepper on Fitzpatrick's brother. Rory's got the blister. It's his fault we started this whole conversation.
It's facts.
I don't think it's going to be Scotty. Is Patrick Reed in it?
What about your boy, Duffner? Is that your boy?
Yeah.
Didn't he win it? He's allowed, isn't he?
He's allowed.
He's allowed to play in it.
Is he playing in
forever.
It?
Forever. Yeah, I'm imagining so.
Let me see. PGA. PGA Championship.
Patrick Reed, he should qualify for it.
I don't see Patrick Reed on the odds. Oh, yeah, I do. Yeah, I do. He's plus 7,500.
Patrick Reed.
Patrick Reed is your winner, you think?
Yeah. He won two events earlier in the year. He was probably playing as good as Cameron Young. Or Matthew Fitzpatrick, or, you know, so, yeah.
I wanted to bet on the Ronda Rousey card this weekend, but all the people I like are favorites, so you can't get, like, any juice on it. I'm waiting until they can give me, like, method odds.
What about Corona? What's she getting?
she's the underdog, big underdog in this.
I know. So throw some. You know.
Really? Is it that? Is it because of the age difference? Are they?
And she hasn't pretty much fought like in like almost a decade.
Yeah, more than a decade, almost 2 decades.
Really?
Yeah. 2009 was the last time she fought.
And Ronda Rousey fought 10 years ago, seven years ago,
4.5 years ago, maybe.
4.5.
Yeah.
Nunez destroyed her.
Yeah.
Does that count as a fight?
It does count as a fight, but she was already head kicked to hell by Holly Holm. That was crazy. That was one of the craziest nights ever. Because Holly Holm was never like that dangerous a fighter. Holly Holm doesn't knock anybody out. One of the most shocking.
Is Holly Holm the one that dances back and forth before the fight? Is that
a little
cyborg?
Bit. There's a lot of ones. There's a lot of women
like
fighters
before
who dance.
The fight. They just go back and forth.
She does. She does the hopping up and down. That's kind of her thing. Yeah, she does a lot of the. She yells when she punches, but yeah, look kind of like a tennis player.
That'd definitely get you punched in the mouth, right? Until you get knocked out, boom.
Yeah, and Ronda Rousey is -550. Carano is +400.
They don't like each other, do they?
No, they like each other a lot, actually. Been very respectable buildup.
They weren't before, right?
Hmm?
Carano and...
No, they've always been cool.
Oh, really?
Yeah, the one... She hates basically everyone. They hate Cyborg.
They all hate Cyborg.
Oh, that's Cyborg.
They all hate Cyborg. Kayla Harrison, there's beef there now, too. I don't think Amanda Nunes... I don't think anybody hates Amanda Nunes because they're all terrified of her. Because that's the baddest one to ever do it.
Right.
She kills everybody. And they were supposed to Kayla Harrison and Nunes were supposed to fight, but Kayla got hurt her neck. She had to get neck surgery, like one of those ones that go through the front.
Ooh,
yeah. I don't know what that means for her fighting career. Mm. You know, but that was she got like the scar right there across the throat. Yeah, I don't know.
Well,
but yeah.
Put it this way, a doctor told me, I'm like, hey, why did it have to go through the front, you know, instead of the back, to do surgery on your neck? Sometimes he goes, it's not like you could flip that thing around. Wherever the damage is, we go the easiest way to get to it.
Fair point. And then Francis Ngannou is fighting Felipe Lins, who, you know, has won. In the UFC, wasn't like most.
Look at that. That's stylistic. Yeah. That's a pretty picture.
Yeah.
Yeah, they like each other. She's got like an evening gown on.
Yeah.
This
both
Gina Carano. Oh, Gina Carano's okay. Ronda Rousey's on, but yeah, she's Francis Ngannou's -1600 to win in his fight.
She just around looks much bigger than Ronda Rousey.
She is much bigger than her. She is much bigger than her. There is a size discrepancy there.
All
right. You know what's funny? Both of them were in both. I think they both did a final.
Fast and Furious.
Yeah, they both done a Fast and Furious.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't know that Carano was in. I mean, I only know
Carano was in Deadpool too, though, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
And then Mike Perry is also favored over Nate Diaz, which I was a little surprised by. I thought Nate Diaz was going to be the favorite in that fight.
I mean, isn't he old, though?
He is old. He is old.
Okay.
He is old. Like, but I just figured that he's so popular. I thought
that doesn't mean you're going to win.
It does swing odds, though. It does swing odds.
Oh, so people bet on him even though because he's old.
Yes.
Even though he's old.
Right.
Okay.
So, now I'm not going to not bet on Mike Paris, my dog. I'm not going to not bet on him, my broadcast partner. I would not bet on you. If you were in a fight, I'm going to bet on you.
Uh-huh.
You know, but I can't get any juice on that. Like if I bet the favorites,
it'd be a lot of juice on me getting my.
Don't lie though.
Time out. You lying?
It was Chuck Norris.
Yeah,
Norris.
It was the other one.
I just wouldn't bet. I just wouldn't bet.
Flair.
Oh, Ric Flair. Yes.
No, you're not. You're not being
the nature. This guy was so mad at Ric Flair.
Smithen just said Leroy was in Toe Fast, Toe Furious.
I can't deal.
I don't know what made him think that he has the knowledge to tell somebody else when they should or shouldn't be playing.
I think we've been over this. He fought through a broken ankle to win the championship,
mm-hmm.
which he took quarters on for.
Woo! Yeah.
What?
That's crazy.
It's not crazy.
It is.
It's not crazy.
It is.
He's very disappointed in Luka.
Okay.
You know? You don't disappoint the nature boy.
You can't disappoint the nature boy.
Sorry, guys. disappointed.
This guy wrestled 60 minutes.
I don't
no break.
Care. I don't care.
Hour long.
It is
60 minute man.
Yep.
Days off. That's terrible.
That undertook.
No, the one before it.
Oh, the Mandalorian and Togu.
Point for Baby Toga.
Witcher.
Really?
Yeah. So anyway, I'm not getting a lot of juice on the fights this weekend. Once it gets closer, there's method wins. I can bet on some of that stuff. That's what I'm excited about. I want to see.
You think Rousey's going to knock her out?
No, I think she's going to submit her.
Oh,
submit her. Get that arm bar. She's going to flip her on her head. I mean, like, Ronda has said that she's had a lot of, like, concussion stuff that she's worried about. So, I mean, I suppose there's a world where Gina Carano catches her and then, you know, night-night. I guess it's not out of the realm of possibility. Just Gina hasn't fought in a long time.
Yo, even Jay Fig called you Tobin with an E.
Are you trying to sneak one in there, huh?
Did I do that?
Yeah, check the private message.
Toba Fett.
It's free with admission, which is cheap. Tobin and Leroy take on the marathon.
What is that thing that you sent us, Jennifer?
No, so I don't know why I just muted myself. In Marathon, Florida, they have what's it called?
Oh.
Like a park.
Yeah, look at this. Like, take a little looky-loo over here.
It's a Crane Point Hammock. It's a museum and nature center, and they have a fish pedicure area where you can just put your feet in there.
Oh, my God. Look at that guy's foot. Jesus.
Oh, yeah. That looks.
It comes with admission.
That looks like a – he's definitely a hillbilly.
That looks like very relaxing.
Feels great with my fish feet. That foot looks like it's been ground and pounded on.
And it's cheaper than paying, I think, how much you guys said at WT Fish.
Amenities. Ooh, snorkel by kayak.
What if the fish was not?
At what point are you considered a senior?
Well, okay, so it says package price, $59.95. Free parking, walk the trails, Rachel Key and Bud Island, picnic areas, and a fish pedicure. And you can snorkel. I think that means they give you like a clear kayak.
Can I ask a question?
The way you just popped
far be it for me to have questions mm-hmm. about this.
They have a really nice.
Am I going to snorkel in the same body of water that these fish just ate my feet?
Yes,
right. You're gonna. That's what I'm saying. Like that's what I've been saying.
I'm like. It's my feet, and I'm feeling uncomfortable.
No way. I think it's a different area because they have a specific little pool for the fish, and there's another area where you can snorkel. So don't worry, you will not have.
And my other question is,
I think if it's snorkel by kayak, I feel like that means it's like a clear kayak.
Oh, so they're not necessarily. You're not diving in. Nah, you're just looking.
You're going on like a glass bottom boat kind of feature.
Mm.
I think.
I don't think it's glass bottom because there's a blue kayak right here I'm looking at.
Oh, so you just kayak out and then go snorkeling in it?
I kind of like that. It's a great idea.
Hmm. Interesting.
No, she looked like she getting ready to say something.
My feet feel like a snack. Swedish fish.
Hey, Bubba. Doesn't it tickle a little bit?
He said Swedish fish.
Got that Swedish fish massage.
What's the name of the fish that eat the skin?
Remora?
Find out for you.
Huh?
Like on the shark?
No.
I don't know.
Those little baby fish right there.
Guppies. Damn. Yo, cake eater, man. That's a good one. Joe Johnson calls Leroy Isoto.
Point for Twitcher.
Let's run a play for Leroy. Isoto.
Spo just sticks up the big one. Everybody knows the play that is.
Hey, he's going to Leroy. Go ahead.
From three. Toe three. Jam. Instead of bang, just jams.
There's two types of fish, guys.
Oh, there's two toe pedicure fish?
Mm-hmm. Wow. This is where our sports talk has gone. Yeah. Trying to figure out the different types of fish.
I'm probably not pronouncing it correct, but Gararufa?
Oh, yeah. Love the Gararufa.
And then there's Chin-Chin.
They say when you shoot with your feet, Leroy, you're like Toby. Toby!
Hey, we gotta call the show. Leroy's had enough.
I'm gonna just tell y'all, I love how defensive y'all were at Tobin yesterday and how y'all just added on with me.
It was a little over the top with you. You'd agree.
I just called you dumbass. That was it. It was over. It didn't go on the whole show.
No, because the way you said it wasn't like that.
It was aggressive, you know?
It was a minus one.
Not tongue in cheek.
you know it's terrible. Here's what's terrible. We were trying to think of something before we got off the air, and neither one of us could come up with anything.
All right, everybody. Hope you have a great rest of your day, and we'll talk to you rascals tomorrow.
Every week on the Moth Podcast, you'll hear true stories that will intrigue you, inspire you, and make you laugh.
He said, is there anything in your diet that might be spiking your blood sugar? I said, sometimes I eat pizza until I'm unconscious. He said, I think that might be it.
For real stories live on stage from comedians, astronauts, accountants, farmers, and people just like you, follow and listen to The Moth wherever you get your podcasts.